And it says, verse 6, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. I want to know what they do with this verse. I don't want to steal my thunder for Romans chapter 11, but this is a good verse for you to point to someone and say, hey, what about this? Look what it says. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it. I love talking about modalism because there's so many scriptures in the New Testament, even in the Old Testament, but especially in the New Testament, where it makes a distinction between Jesus, who's the Son, and God the Father. Conversations they had with one another. You see, they want to make God to be this schizophrenic God, where it's one person with a bunch of personalities and you're just talking to each other. They serve a schizophrenic God. But you know what the New Testament teaches us? There's a distinction between the two. Amen. You can see the conversation between the two. And I love when the Bible makes distinctions. Like this. Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but who has obtained it? The election has. So people who believe the Jews are God's elect, well, you got a problem there because it says there, it's making a distinction between the elect and Israel. Israel didn't obtain it, but the election has. So how can you say they're the elect if the Bible just got finished saying that Israel hath not obtained it? You know, unless you believe Paul's a schizophrenic.